to your city. That's awesome, Matt.
Yeah. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's your morning pep talk. And this morning, we have Deja from Play Pensacola, all of our parks and recreation news. Deja, how are you?
I'm doing well. Jenna, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's so great to kind of meet you this morning, right?
The virtual space. We're doing things virtual these days, and it's like an e-meet, but I look forward to officially meeting you soon.
Yes, and you know what? We're all just going with the flow at this point, right? I mean, you just never know what day will bring what. So I'm really excited, though, because although it's a little dreary out and I was really hoping to maybe get outside this weekend, I'm excited to hear just the news you guys have. We're in a new month. We're getting a little bit closer to spring. What is new with Play Pensacola?
Absolutely. I'm very excited about moving into spring. What do they say? Spring forward.
Spring forward, yes.
Yeah, the new year 2021 brings some amazing things about, but last week, we had the great opportunity to do a ribbon cutting at Bayview Community Resource Center, and we are so excited to bring that facility to our community. We received a lot of questions, and I had the opportunity to talk about it with Ruthie in the past. So I am so excited that we can finally do a big reveal and say the ribbon is cut. We are looking forward to getting everyone in and bringing that space to you.
Awesome. And is that the facility? And I used to live in East Pensacola Heights. So is that the facility at Bayview Park?
Yes, ma'am.
So exciting. Oh, yay.
Yes. And it's beautiful both inside and out. And there is so much history within that hub right there on the bayou, Bayou Tahar. And so for many who may know, there was a Bayview Community Center, not the senior center, but a community center right in its very place. Prior, however, it was demolished in 2004 due to Hurricane Ivan. And so there's a longstanding history dating back, I believe, all the way to the 1920s of just utilizing that space as a community resource and having functional town hall functions, different events, and the tower that is the sign outside, that pays homage to an older diving tower that used to be there. So I love that, you know, we're tying in the history, and a lot of our residents who were able to utilize that space or grew up hearing stories or knowing different things about that space can come back and feel that sense of nostalgia and really look at it in a new, bright way into how it moves into the future.
That is so exciting. And I'm sure, you know, I was able to see across the water. So I watched kind of the construction happen over time, just little by little. And I'm a runner, so I love running up that way as well. And so I'm really thrilled because there's been just a lot going on this past basically 12 months as of pretty much today. And
yeah,
and to have some good news, something new and fresh, and to know it looks absolutely beautiful just looking at pictures. So are there going to be maybe some festivals coming up in the near future that can happen there like they used to?
Well, we certainly hope so. Unfortunately, we are at an event restriction because of the pandemic. It's the elephant in the room that we all know is there.
Right.
And, you know, unfortunately, that does impede on a lot of different things that we would have traditionally been rolling out and introducing at this time and letting everyone know, hey, we want everyone to come out to this festival or this organizer has this event going on. However, we are on a moratorium of issuing city permitted event permits. So that won't take place in that space. Hopefully, once it's evaluated March 11th, which will be the new time and the new date that we will have our events evaluated, we can have a better understanding of how we'll be able to move forward and bring that back out. But it is a wonderful event space, and I have been shouting it from the rooftops. Everyone mark your calendars, get those dates ready to go, because we definitely anticipate that that space will be filled when it is available.
Okay, so get those pencils ready. Get that calendar ready. Get your phone. Have that on speed dial. Is there a phone number that people can save to be able to call? Well,
yes, yes. So you can always call us at 436-5670. However, you can also reach out to Bayview Community Center and reach out to the staff there. We have Jeremy and Addie. They will be happy to take care of you, and you can do that now. That's not something that, you know, we're not closed or, you know, not available. So I do want to put that out there, even though there may not necessarily be the opportunity to fill the space beyond the capacity at the moment. Do call our team, 436-5190, and we'll be able to take care of you and, you know, at least get you penciled in if there is the opportunity to reserve the space. And if, well, I should clarify that. You can't reserve the space now because we can't give permits to new events. However, you know, just to get a timeline and get a good understanding, build that relationship, we always welcome that.
That's awesome. Yeah, and questions don't hurt. I mean,
they don't.
There's really no bad questions. And just, you know, even just thinking about it, maybe in the future and you're having maybe a small wedding or some kind of little gathering, that area would be so, so pretty. Now that the more I think about it, that would be absolutely, I can see all the different places where you can take pictures. And I have full faith that the inside of the facility is absolutely gorgeous. And so there's so many different things to look forward to. So definitely keep that in your mind. And hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm speaking with Deja from Play Pensacola. And what else is going on in the parks and recreation world with you guys?
So we've been talking about this for a couple of months, but we definitely want everyone to check out our virtual map. That is an indicator of any opening or closures within our parks and recreation facilities. So please do regularly check that out. And, you know, we do regular updates to keep everyone informed, especially as we go into the weekend and we want to get out there. If you have a favorite park or want to explore a new park, take a look there and select from that map. I do want to touch back on Bayview, just to let everyone know too, our event space is actually 3,500 square feet. Yeah. So yes, weddings, town halls, baby showers, anything you can think of, a exhibit hall, anything that you can think of, you know, keeping in mind to utilize that space. We do want everyone to maximize it and enjoy it. But as far as what's going on now, we do have our spring sports that are on the way. So beginning tomorrow, and I know we have some little ones that have been probably in the house, restless, yes. Soccer.
Yes, I just got the email. I'm really toying with the idea. I'm really toying with it. I mean, life is busy, but the kids, they want to get out and play.
They do.
What better
and
way
burn
to
that
get that
energy?
Oh my goodness, I feel like they have more now. I don't know about you. I don't know. Do you have children?
I do, but mine is older. So I commend parents, and I say that all the time. You guys are doing an amazing job with everything during this time.
Yes. And so, and like you said, we have soccer, the enrollment starts tomorrow, correct?
Yes. Enrollment starts tomorrow. So we definitely want you to reach out and, you know, get going with that and sign up. I'm sure they will have a long line because everyone wants to sign up their child for it. But PensacolaYouthSoccer.com is where you will get that information and you can sign right up.
And it's super easy, you guys. I've done it before. My kids have played in the past. They make it incredibly easy for you just to get your kids enrolled. They don't make it super difficult. And quite frankly, it's one of the best priced programs I've ever seen. And I have friends all over the U.S. and we get a good deal in Pensacola for our kids to be able to get some experience, do something that they might love and have a passion for, and then get all that energy out. So you don't want to miss that. PensacolaYouthSoccer.com. And hey, Deja, are there any new parks in the area that people are really exploring right now?
So we don't have any new parks but we are doing lots of work out there. So we have Legion Field that is going to get a new press box, and there's construction going on there, as well as Hitzman, which for all of our soccer parents out there, once that is complete, that is going to be an incredible hub for our soccer players. And of course, when we do have new parks on the way, we will be sure to announce it on playpensacola.com.
That's awesome. So you definitely want to check out the website. And it's really cool because you get to kind of see what's going on. And it's something different to do. I remember one year we printed the map out, and it was when all my kids were still at home. They're all in school now, but we printed the map out and put it on a cork board, and we took thumbtacks that we got at like the dollar store or something, and we would
Oh,
tack off all the parks that we visited, and it became a game.
Jenna,
It was so fun. So
that
I'm think, you know, we are, you know, all every a lot of us are in school, but those don't forget. Let's not forget those stay-at-home moms that are
Yes,
and stay-at-home
yes.
dads and stay-at-home grandmas and papas that are taking care of the babies and the toddlers and those rambunctious 5-year-olds that aren't in school yet. And you're like, what am I going to do with them? Or maybe you're a brave homeschooler. Okay. Hats off to you. I tried it, wasn't for me. But I give you all the glory for that because this I just
It's not easy.
no,
It
it's
is
not.
not easy.
Parenting, it's a really funny thing. Somebody said like Jurassic Park, parenting is like the Jurassic Park of adulthood. And so I have never related more to something. But yeah, we printed out that map that we found. You can get it right there. You can print it right out at your home. And then I have even been mailed really cute little colorful maps, and it has numbered the parks and then the names of the parks and the different neighborhoods. You can have play dates with your friends. We did picnics at all the different ones. We were able to get out of our comfort zone because we all have that comfort zone. And we did something new, and it was free. What better is
Nice.
that?
And now I have to ask, and this is something anyone who knows and gives me a call, this is on my answering machine. What is your favorite park?
Ooh, okay. So our favorite park is off of Perry Avenue, down by Jerry's Drive-In. It's at the east. Pensacola Heights Lions Club Park. And it's on the corner of, I want to say it's Perry and Gonzalez. And
Sounds like Lions Park.
is that what it's called? Oh, it's newer. It's absolutely beautiful. And my kids will, I'll take them out there at sunset. They'll run through the field. They'll chase each other
Oh,
on the
yes.
playground equipment. We play four square at the basketball courts. And my kids actually learned how to ride their bikes at that park. It's very sentimental to
Oh,
us. Yeah, it's a
of
giant open
course.
field. And quite frankly, I've made a lot of friendships there as well. And that's the other fun thing. When you go to parks, you tend to make friends. You tend to meet other parents or people who you can relate to. And so that's one of our absolute favorites that we'll drive to. We'll go maybe get pizza down the street and then pop in and play some tag. We have play dates there and everything. So that one's definitely the top of our list. And next
That's
to
awesome.
the little park off of 12th Avenue by the tree tunnel and that beautiful church up there. We love hearing the church bells ring, and then my kids just run laps around there. It's just super fun.
That's great. So, East Pensacola Lions Park.
Yeah, and there are so many, and it's amazing. Like I believe I want to call it Optimus Park too, up off of Langley. I'm not sure if it
Yes.
changed the name yet, but that's another really cool one as well. And so much love went into that because over time things rust, things fall apart. But that's where you come in and you just notify our Parks and Rec, hey, we just need a little love, and y'all are super good about coming out, getting it fixed up and safe for our kiddos so they can enjoy some fun time outside. So we definitely
thank you for saying that.
Oh yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. So we have Hitsman Optimist and then East Pensacola Heights Lions Park. So, I mean, hey, 2 out of 93, that's amazing.
Yes, those...
We have 93 parks and green
that's
spaces.
Incredible.
So there's plenty to explore.
Listen, you can't say you're bored, Pensacola. I mean, even if you're adult, I mean, it might look a little strange, but go take a lap around the park. A lot of them even have those walking paths that circle the little playgrounds too. And I've seen the elderly people around town going, they have their headphones in and they're just taking a walk, getting those laps in on those nice days. That's comforting too, because you kind of feel like you're near people, but you're also socially distancing as well. And it makes you feel a little bit more normal when you get to do things like that.
Absolutely. And we would love to find out, hey, is there any activities or scavenger hunts or anything that you would like to know to immerse yourself further into the park? Please do reach out to us via social media at Play Pecola Parks. We would love to get your insight. You know, please ask your kids too, Jenna. We would love to find out what they would like to do and know and different activities, especially since we're in this virtual space where, you know, we're creating different approaches and looking at different ways that we can get everyone involved and remain engaged.
Yes, absolutely. Don't hesitate to maybe give a suggestion or let people know. Like sometimes people do the Easter egg hunts in the spring, right? And if you're doing something
yes.
little like that, where people can come and maybe wear their masks and bring their baskets and run around an open field. I've seen that in Pennsylvania. It also looks chaotic, you know, it's a little stressful, but it's super cute. The kids just love it and wrestle each other for an egg filled with a Hershey kiss. You know, it's like, I didn't have those things growing up. Okay. We just didn't. So kids these days have it good, right? They really do.
They do. I will say the egg hunts we did, and then there was this golden egg. I don't know what it was about the golden egg, but every kid searched for it high and low, and I felt like it was just like a needle in a haystack. I never found the golden egg, but it
right?
was a nice thing to at least aspire to get.
Well, and two, you know what? When I think last year we were all shut down during that time. If I am correct. So we did our at-home little Easter egg hunts too, you know, just so we were being safe. But it's encouraging to hear. So make sure you guys find them on Facebook. Are you guys on Instagram as well?
We are. So all of our social media handles on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter is at Play Pecola Park. So the at sign, not literally AT, but at Play Pecola Parks.
Awesome. And give us the website one more time so everybody can hear it.
Yes, ma'am. That is www.playpensacola.com.
Awesome. Well, you know what? Like I said before, we are not short. You said 93, correct? Parks.
93. Did you make it to all three or all 93 or close?
We got very close because let me tell you, when you're a mom at home, you need to get out.
That is true.
It's true. And hey, if you guys want to do that, print that map, go out there, check them off, do whatever you got to do, and let Play Pensacola know what you're up to around town. Hey, Deja, this has been absolutely wonderful. I really appreciate just you taking time to let us know what's going on and just giving us an insight as to what can happen around town.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much, Jenna.